Are you overwhelmed by motherhood and barely keeping your head above water? Are you confused and frustrated by how all the other moms make it look so easy? You can't figure out how to manage the chaos in your mind, your home, or your family. I get you, mama. Parenting with ADHD is hard. Here is your permission slip to let go of the Pinterest-worthy visions of organization and structure fit for everyone else. Let's do life like our brains do life. Creatively, lovingly, and with all our might. When we embrace who we are and how our brains work, we can figure out how to live our lives successfully, and in turn, lead our families well. At the end of the day, we just want to be good moms, but spoiler alert, you are already a great mom. ADHD does not mean you're doomed to be a hot mess, mama. You can rewrite your story from shame spiral to success story. And I'll be right here beside you to cheer you on. Welcome to Motherhood in ADHD. Hey there, successful mama. It's your friend Patricia Sung. Well, it's my birthday week. And thinking back, I always thought 40 was super old. But now that I'm 40, I don't really feel that old. So I'm hoping that that is a good sign for the next 40 years to come. I have a special birthday treat in here for you as well, so keep listening before we get into our discussion today about why it is so hard to prioritize when you have ADHD. I do want to share our review of the week. Today's review comes from Tressa with 5 stars, and she says, "This is so valuable to me. Thank you for providing this resource. Your episodes are filled with information and inspiration." Well, thank you, Tressa. I so appreciate your encouragement. And mama, would you fill out a review too, please? Even if you just hit the 5 stars and don't write me a little note. I do love reading your notes. That makes a huge difference in how the podcast gets ranked, as well as getting guests on the podcast. They look at how many people are listening, and that's one of the ways that they can see that. So please hit those stars and let me know what you think. Today, we're talking about why it is so hard to prioritize and stick to a schedule. Now, we've been working in my small group with time management mastery for ADHD moms, and we're talking about how it's such a struggle when we get stuck and we don't know what to do and we just kind of spin around and do nothing and don't get stuff done. And we were talking about like, why? Why is this? And I wanted to share that with you in case you're feeling stuck, in case you're feeling like, why can't I figure this out? It's not just you. This is part of how our brain works. But the best part is that when we understand how our brain works, then we can make a plan that makes sense for us and that can allow us to be successful because we're working with what we have instead of trying to fit in some funky shape box that we don't fit in. So why is it so hard for us to prioritize and stick to a schedule? Well, let's start with our brain. When you have ADHD, your executive function isn't the best and we struggle with prioritization. It means that we don't automatically know what's most important. We have to have like a concerted effort and figure out what matters right now, what matters in a little bit, what doesn't matter at all. Our brain just kind of like assesses whatever comes in and deals with it instead of our brain automatically saying like, okay, this doesn't really matter right now. We can set that aside. Instead, we panic. We're like, what if we forget about it? And we deal with it right away. Or we have anxious thoughts about it and don't deal with it and just worry. Our brain just doesn't prioritize on its own. We also struggle with task initiation. So when we know we need to do something, but we just can't seem to get going, that's task initiation and that's hard for us. We also struggle with organizing and figuring out like, what goes together and what are the steps in this and planning it out and where do I start? All of those things are hard for us when we have ADHD. It's not just you, your brain functions differently. We also have the issue of, you know, if something's out of sight, it's out of mind. We just don't remember things that aren't in front of us. Visual reminders are really important for our brains so that when we see them, we remember them and we're more likely to deal with it. So if something gets set aside, it gets set aside for a while. Then you throw in kids. Well, they need constant attention, don't they? That's how they stay alive, is that they point out all the times that they need help so that we continue to feed them and take care of them. You know, that's how the human race continues. But for us, that looks like constant interruptions. They're constantly asking us questions and needing this. And mom, can you do this? Mom, 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 mom. And it's hard for our brains to switch from one task to the next. I'm really working on flipping the narrative here that my kids are not interrupting me, that that is part of my job is the constant interruptions. So how can I reframe them instead of calling them interruptions? How can I say like that my kids need care or that my kids need attention? When we frame it as they're constantly interrupting us, it gives it a negative connotation. And honestly, that's what they're supposed to do. That's their job. To stay alive, they have to let us know that they need something. Now, that doesn't make it easier. Like, that doesn't take away the fact that transitions are hard for us. It is a lot of mental effort for us to switch from doing one thing to another, like to pause that train of thought and to go to a different one and then come back to where we were. We lose track and we get frustrated and then we forget something and we're not sure where we left off and then we redid something or we skipped something. And those transitions are really difficult for our brains. When we don't have a plan, we basically just play whack-a-mole with our day. We get caught up in whatever thing pops up first and we do it. And we start to lose sight because we get lost in all the action and we forget about like, is this really what we need to be doing today? Is this really what I want to be doing today? When we're flying by the seat of our pants and just dealing with whatever comes in, we don't feel good about ourselves. We don't feel good about what we did or what got done. And a lot of times we look back and we're not even sure what we did because we were just going all day and we didn't actually catalog any of the stuff that we did. It was just this big blur. And we look back and we're like, what did I do today? Did I even accomplish anything? In order to overcome this, like, this is exactly why I started having a plan. Even if I don't follow it every day, even if a lot of days, like, I do some of it or part of it or sometimes none of it, most of the days I follow the plan, generally speaking. I would say like 75%, maybe 80 on some days. Some days I'm close to 100, but other days it's more like 50%. And I'm okay with that. Like, if I get most of my stuff done most of the time, that's pretty good. A lot of times we think like, what's the point of having a plan if I'm not going to follow it, right? Here's the problem. If we don't have a plan, we get stuck. And when we get stuck, we don't do anything. In talking with all the moms in Time Engine Mastery for ADHD moms, like, it's coming very apparent that the reason that we get stuck is not usually that we don't know what to do. Like, we know what needs to get done. We know that we have to do laundry or that we have to pick up somebody or drop off somebody. Like, if you ask somebody with ADHD, they know what they need to do. When we get stuck, it usually falls into these two categories, either having too many choices or not knowing how to start. The first issue of having too many choices is I could be doing laundry, I could be washing dishes, I could be playing with my kids, I could be working, I could. And it's so many choices that we get overwhelmed. It's almost like a sensory overload. We don't know where to start. And because we struggle with prioritization and because we struggle with task initiation, we will either just start doing things, and this is where the whack-a-mole comes in, where we just start doing in no particular order, which means things that don't really need to get done absorb a lot of our time. And we don't get done what we need to get done, or we don't know what to do next, so we just stop and we sit on the couch and watch TV or scroll Instagram and we don't do anything because like choosing was just too much. It was too many choices and so we just didn't choose. But in not choosing, we still chose to do something, which was not what we wanted to do. When you set out for the day, you didn't set out to be like, wow, I really want to spend 3 hours on Instagram today. Like, no, that's not where we were going, right? But in not choosing, we still chose something. So that's why I want you to have a plan, because when you have a plan, you're not going to choose the thing you don't want, which is I definitely don't want to spend that much time watching TV or fiddling around on Instagram today, which if you do, totally fine. I'm talking about the times where you don't do, okay? Let's not beat ourselves up off of, you know, you're allowed to rest. But also having a plan means that we're not overwhelmed by the sheer number of tasks that we have to get done as a mom. When we have a plan, we know where to start. We know what matters today because we've gone through and assessed the situation, taken the time to prioritize, and we understand like these are the things that need to get done today. And when we narrow down our list and we're not choosing from 600 activities and we're like, okay, I need to get these three things done today or these five things done today or just this one thing done today, then it's a lot easier to tackle that list. People with ADHD always have these to-do lists with like 473 things on them. Well, we write it all down because we don't want to forget, but then it's just too many things. And then we feel bad about ourselves because we didn't get all 473 things done. Nobody gets 473 things done in a day. That's why prioritization matters, because when we can narrow it down and say, this is what matters today, then I can feel good about myself when I got done the three things that matter today, or even two of the three things that matter today is better than doing none of the things that mattered and a whole lot of nothing. Do you wish there was a way to feel confident about your day? To know exactly where you need to be, when you need to be there, and what you need to do today. I know what it's like to buy 15 different planners and not use any of them for more than a week or two. When you're tired of disappointing your family, your boss, and yourself. Imagine with me that tonight, when you look back at your day, you know that you did the things on your to-do list. You showed up well. You feel productive and accomplished. That's why I created Daily Planning for ADHD Moms, where I teach you how to keep a calendar and organize your to-do list. When you learn these skills from another ADHD brain in super short videos, they finally make sense. So now you'll be able to keep up with the commitments you've made and feel confident in how you're organizing your day. You'll walk away with an easy-to-stick-to, three-step system to keep up with your calendar, and a simple way to sort through the giant to-do list and figure out what actually matters. Plus, we have a weekly accountability group, so you can ask questions when you're stuck and jump back on the wagon when you fall off. Because you will fall off. That's just part of ADHD. But now you will know how to prepare for that. So if you're ready to figure out your day in a way that makes sense both for mom life and an ADHD brain, I want to help you make this happen. Join me at bit.ly/ADHD plan. That's bit.ly/ADHD plan. It's all lowercase letters. I cannot wait to see you feel confident and competent in how you run your family life. Now, the second area of when we get stuck. The first one was having too many choices, and the second one is we're not sure how to start. We know what needs to get done, but we're just not sure where to go first. This is an issue with our task initiation and our prioritization. Those big projects can just feel really overwhelming, and a lot of times we write something on our to-do list that's like, clean out the garage. But cleaning out the garage is a really big project. It's not a one-step deal. That's like a 40-step deal. And so when we stand in the garage and look around like, what should I do? We kind of like putz around and move a thing from here to there, or we just don't even go in the garage because it just feels too overwhelming. We don't know where to start. Having a plan allows us to break down that big project into like, maybe I could just do this one shelf today, or maybe today's the day I prep everything for when I can have my family help me this weekend. Taking that big project and narrowing it down into what actually needs to happen first is a lot of brain power, and our brain doesn't do it on its own. We have to stop and make the time to prepare for that because it doesn't come naturally to us. Now, creating an ADHD-friendly plan takes some skill. It takes some experience, and that's why I'm here to help you. I don't want you to have to fly by the seat of your pants and hope that you figure it out on your own. I put together two classes for you that are here to make your life easier. The first class is Daily Planning for ADHD Moms. This class will help you feel confident and capable to know exactly where you need to be, when you need to be there, and what you need to do today. We look at your calendar and your to-do list. We figure out exactly what you need to do every day. Where do you need to be? You're not running around like a chicken with your head cut off, like, oh, I forgot that appointment. It started 20 minutes ago. We need to let that go and find a way to let you be present and show up for the things in your life that you want to be at. I know you're tired of disappointing yourself. I know you're tired of disappointing your boss or your family. We don't have to do it anymore. We don't have to feel like that. There's a way to look back at your day and be like, I did the things in my list. I showed up for where I was supposed to be. I feel good about what I did today. Daily planning walks through your calendar and your to-do list. We organize the to-do list into like what really matters. What do you need to be doing today? What can wait till later? Walking through like the process that you can then use over and over again on what needs to be done in your life and know like where to start. We also go through your calendar and figure out how do you keep track of all those details? How do you know where you're supposed to be and when and keep your family together? Because, you know, the more kids you have, the more things you have to do. It's a lot on your plate, and I want to help you figure it out. It's a really simple, easy to stick to three-step system where we keep up with your calendar in a really simple way. But to be honest, like the best part of that class, because like you can run through that class in 2 hours. The videos are self-paced. You can speed them up if you want. Like you can knock that out in a couple hours. The best part about this class is that it comes with our weekly support group. We meet every Wednesday together with an entire group of moms who have ADHD and talk about what's on our minds. We talk about what's going on with trying to get our schedule together, but also like everything from, should I do medication? Or I'm having trouble brushing my teeth? Or how do I deal with this pandemic nonsense that's just going on forever? Like knowing that you're not alone, that there is a whole group of women out there that understand who you are and how you think. Like I leave that 30 minutes on like cloud nine. These women make me feel so seen and heard and loved. And like, I can do anything because I have community and support. Like I want you in there with us. I want you to be a part of this community. Even if you didn't even touch the class, which you should because it's an amazing class, having the access to this group of women is like, hands down, it is worth the money that you're going to spend on this class just to be in that group and to know that you're not the only one. And if you can't make it, it's okay. You can send your questions to me ahead of time. You can watch the replay later. This group is here to support you in the way that makes sense for your life. I want you to be here so much that I am giving you a birthday present for my birthday. Today is the very last day to get $40 off daily planning with the code HAPPY40. That's HAPPY40. Head over to bit.ly/ADHD plan and you can read all the details of the class there. Click on sign up and put that code in HAPPY40 for $40 off. Today's the last day. I mean, today's the last day for the coupon code. You can still sign up for daily planning again tomorrow. If you listen to this episode later, no problem, still sign up. It is here for you. I want this class to be as ADHD friendly as possible, so there's no limiting factor. You can sign up anytime when we have ADHD. We want to start something, we want to start it now. So that's how the class is set up. You can go in and sign up anytime right away and you get immediate access to the class. Today's the last day for the $40 off with HAPPY40. Head over to bit.ly/ADHD plan, click on sign up, and put that code in HAPPY40 for $40 off. If you aren't sure what you want for Christmas present, there you go. Tell your family you want to take a class to get your crap together. I'm pretty sure they'll be on board with you here. Because we all know that we are the leaders of our families, and when we have our crap together, everything runs more smoothly. And if you are worried about spending money on yourself, know that this is not just for you. This is for your entire family. You are learning skills that affect your entire family unit. These skills affect your relationships, your work, your kids, your spouse, your extended family. Everything that you encounter is touched by your ADHD. And I want you to understand your brain and how it works and figure out the strategies that make sense for you so that you can lead your family well. There's a good chance that if you have ADHD, so does one of your kids, and then you'll be able to explain and teach them these skills as well. Because we need to understand and be taught in a way that's different for our brains, and that's okay. Doing things in a different way doesn't make it wrong, just makes it different. So sign up for daily planning, ask for it on your holiday wish list, and I cannot wait to see your face in our next support group meeting. Until then, successful mama. Have an amazing holiday, and we'll talk soon. For more resources, classes, and community, head over to my website, motherhoodinadhd.com.